5 p.m. on Wednesday, and welcome to American Hit Radio on WHPC 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Tom Ryan, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan, here as well. And I'm going to get right into this today, Heidi, if I may. You may, if you're a regular listener, you might know that I've started a new sub-series for American Hit Radio. I've got a work in progress. I am calling it the Alternative Top 40. Being the master list maker that I am, I'm working on a list of what I consider to be the 500 most important albums that never made the top 40, arranging them all chronologically, and we're going to put them here on the radio, one at a time. We've already played number one and number two. Number one was, Muddy Waters' Folk Singer. Number two is when we played Jerry Lee Lewis live at the Star Club. We started our list in 1964, and we're coming up to the present, so it should give us about 50 years worth of history for these 500 entries. Today, we're going to look at number three, and believe it or not, it's a Bob Dylan album, that did not make the top 40, that is also generally considered now to be one of his best albums that he's released in his entire career. Let's get right into the opening track. It was a hit by both the Byrds and Cher. Not for Bob, because Bob sang it. He uses this really weird high yodel thing that probably causes most people to scream, run away screaming. Bob's version is a lot more casual than the hit versions. But here's the way that this album opened. It was called Another Side of Bob Dylan, and it reached only number 43 on Billboard's top album charts. Here's the opening track, All I Really Want to Do.
I ain't looking to compete with you, beat or cheat or mistreat you, simplify you, classify you, deny, defy or crucify you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Knowing I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you or uptighten you, drag you down or drain you down, chain you down or bring you down. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Lock you up, shock or knock or lock you up, analyze you, categorize you, finalize you or advertise you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Face you, race or chase you, track or trace you, or disgrace you, or displace you, or define you, or confine you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Kin, make you spin or do you in, or select you or dissect you or inspect you or reject you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you.
Number
take or shake or forsake you out. I ain't looking for you to feel like me, see like me, or be like me. All I really wanna do is, baby, be friends with you. Sometime, nighttime, daytime, anytime you want. Sometimes I'm thinking I'm too high to fall. Sometimes I'm thinking I'm much too high to fall. Other times I'm thinking I'm so low, I don't know if I can come up at all. Across the broad highway. Though it's funny, honey, I'm out of touch. Don't feel much like a scarecrow today.
There you have the first two tracks that appeared on Dylan's fourth long-playing album, which is entitled Another Side of Bob Dylan. We're featuring this album in its entirety today because it is one of the few classic Bob Dylan albums that never cracked the top 40. The last song we heard, Black Crow Blues, marks the first time that Dylan plays the piano on one of his own songs. It's obviously a bit of a humorous song, very light for
Dylan.
He
definitely cracks himself up.
Well, that's on the previous track, on All I Really Want to Do, yes. It's a very casual opening for what was really sort of a heavy album, but a very personal album. It was remarkable because it was so different from the album that preceded it. The album, Dylan's third album, The Times They Are A-Changin', was a big hit. Of course, it did make the top 40 very easily, and he had all the folk community totally rallying behind him. So Dylan suddenly changed, and he starts recording songs that look like a little bit more casual, a little bit loose, very surreal lyrics. And I think that what happened is he began to lose some of his audience when he was doing this, because all of a sudden he wasn't singing about the cause. Mm. He was singing about his own impressions, and it left weird impressions on his audience. I have an essay about this, but I'm going to play a couple more tracks to basically, this is where the mood changes, tracks 3 and 4. So let's play Spanish Harlem Incident into Chimes of Freedom before we go on from there. Here's the next two tracks that appear on Another Side of Bob Dylan.
Gypsy gal, the hands of Harlem cannot hold you to its heat. Your temperature is too hot for taming. Your flaming feet are burning up the street. I am homeless, come and take me to the reach of your rattling drums. Let me know, babe, all about my fortune down along my restless palms. Gypsy gal, you got me swallowed. I have fallen far beneath your pearly eyes, so fast and slashing, and your flashing diamond teeth. The night is pitch black, come and make my pale face fit into place, oh please. Let me know, babe, I'm nearly drowning, if it's you my lifeline strays. I've been wondering all about me ever since I seen you there on the cliffs of your wildcat charms. I'm riding, I know I'm round you, but I don't know where. You have slayed me, you have made me. I got to laugh halfway off my heels. I got to know, babe, oh, will you surround me so I can know if I am really real? Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll, we ducked inside the doorways, thunder went crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing. Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the city's melted furnace, unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden as the walls were tightening. As the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the bells of the lightning. Tolling for the rebel, tolling for the rake, tolling for the luckless, they are abandoned and forsake. Tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the mad, mystic hammering, of the wild ripping hail. The sky cracked its palms in naked wonder at the clinging of the church bells. Blew far into the breeze, leaving only bells of lightning and its thunder. Striking for the gentle, striking for the kind, striking for the guardians and protectors of the mind. And the poet and the painter far behind his rightful time. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. In the wild cathedral evening, the rain unraveled tales for the disrobed, faceless forms of no position, tolling for the tongues with no place to bring their thoughts, all down in taken for granted situations. Tolling for the deaf and blind, tolling for the mute, for the mistreated mateless mother, the mistitled prostitute, for the misdemeanor outlaw, chained and cheated by pursuit. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Even though a cloud's white curtain in a far-off corner flared, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting, electric light still struck like arrows fired but for the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. Tolling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted lovers with too personal a tale, and for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Starry-eyed and laughing, as I recall when we were caught, trapped by no track of ours, for they hang suspended. As we listened one last time, and we watched with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching whose wounds cannot be nursed, or the countless confused accused misused strung out ones and worse, and for every hung up person in the whole wide universe. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
An amazing classic tune from a remarkable album that just apparently did not get its due. That, of course, is Chimes of Freedom. It's interesting to note that three of the four songs, of the first four songs that appear in this album, were all covered by the Byrds. All I Really Want to Do, Spanish Harlem Incident, and Chimes of Freedom were all hits for the Byrds, interestingly. Let me read the essay about the album right now that I've got here that'll put this in perspective while we let the track I Shall Be Free, number 10, playing in the background. It may seem odd to include a classic Bob Dylan album on any list of the best alternative albums, but technically this record fits the criteria because the record never reached the Billboard Top 40, and that is my only criteria. Another Side of Bob Dylan just missed the Top 40, stalling out at number 43, so here it is. Still, though, it does beg the question, how could a classic Bob Dylan album not have made the Top 40? As it turns out, the answer is fairly straightforward. Throughout 1963, Bob Dylan had an extraordinarily comfortable relationship with the kingpins of the folk music movement. He graciously provided them with exactly what they were looking for, and they complied by lauding him as the voice of their generation. In 1963, folk music and leftist politics were two sides of the same coin. Pete Seeger's adaptation of We Shall Overcome provided a blueprint that folk artists were expected to follow, at least in a political sense. Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind and The Times They Are a-Changin' were perfect templates for that genre, poetic sing-alongs that allowed the self-righteous and indignant to feel empowered and unified. Virtually every track from Dylan's previous long player, The Times They Are a-Changin', reflect a strident, judgmental perspective where the rich and powerful are called to task for ignoring the needs of the poor and the underprivileged. Dylan's follow-up, though, this album, totally abandons that blueprint. The record company knew it, too, which is why they titled the record Another Side of Bob Dylan. Here, Dylan was no longer pointing fingers at a perceived enemy, nor trying to adapt to the folk liberal sensibilities of his cohorts. There's no Masters of War here. Instead, the album deals with personal politics, matters of the soul that Dylan was experiencing in his own life. By closing the album with It Ain't Me, Babe, Dylan implicitly gave his fan base a what for, basically telling them to go find another lackey. For the first time, Dylan challenged the status quo of the folk world by shaking off their imposed expectations, and they in turn reacted harshly to the change. In a matter that suggested treason, Sing Out magazine panned Another Side of Bob Dylan outright, implying that Dylan's songs were now selfish and useless to, quote, the cause, unquote. Folk critic David Horowitz referred to the album as, quote, an unqualified failure of taste and critical self-awareness, unquote. Really? Is it not bizarre that the very people who previously championed Dylan had, due to their own preoccupations, suddenly grown deaf to his poetics? Nonetheless, it is quite likely that such a reaction from his home team had a negative effect on album sales. It is also likely that the pop audience was much more interested in hearing the Byrds and the Turtles interpret Dylan than hearing Dylan himself. Dylan did not care much about the folk or pop audience's presumptions. He makes his intentions explicit on My Back Pages and distances himself from his earlier polemics by singing, I was so much older then. I'm younger than that now. As history reflects, this may have been the first time that Dylan angered the folk stalwarts, but it would not be the last. Plugging in at Newport Folk Festival was the capper. But that controversy was simply the logical extension of Dylan expressing his independence, much like he originally did on Another Side of Bob Dylan. That's one reason I love this album so much. We'll let this track play out.
Wondering by now just what this song's all about. What's probably got you baffled more is what this thing here is for. It's nothing. It's something I learned over in England. Ramona, come closer, shut softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will rise. For the flowers of the city, though breath like it, death like sometime. And there's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain that in lines. You crack country lips, I still wish to kiss, as to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movement still captures the minutes I'm in. But it grieves my heart, love, to see you trying to be a part of a world that just don't exist. It's all just a dream, babe, a vacuum, a scheme, babe, that sucks you into feeling like this. I can see that your head has been twisted and fed with worthless foam from the mouth. I can tell you are torn between staying and returning back to the south. You've been fooled into thinking that the finishing end is at hand. Yet there's no one to beat you, no one to defeat you, except the thoughts of yourself feeling bad. I've heard you say many times that you're better than no one, and no one is better than you. If you really believe that, you know you have nothing to win and nothing to lose. From fixtures and forces and friends, your sorrow does stem. That hype you and type you and making you feel that you gotta be just like them. I'd forever talk to you, but soon my words would turn into a meaningless ring. Far deep in my heart, I know there's no help I can bring. Everything passes, everything changes, just do what you think you should do. And someday, maybe, who knows, baby, I'll come and be crying to you. I pounded on a farmhouse looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I'd come a long, long way. I said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps, feeling most alone. When out comes a farmer, he must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looked at me and stuck a gun into my guts. I fell down to my bended knees, saying, I dig farmers, don't shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and began to shout, are you that traveling salesman that I have heard about? I said, no, 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 I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college too. Then in comes his daughter, whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of the Dolce Vita. I immediately tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I was born at the bottom of a wishing well. Well, by the dirt beneath my nails, I guess he knew I wouldn't lie. He said, I guess you're tired. He said, it kind of sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I got a bed for you underneath the stove. Just one condition, you can go to sleep right now. That you don't touch my daughter and in the morning milk the cows. I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There stood Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Well, I couldn't leave unless the old man chased me out, 'cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cows. I had to say something to strike him very weird, so I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way as he came charging down the stairs saying, what's that I heard you say? I said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. Then I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As his fist had hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out the door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten Dr. Commie Rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said, come back, and he started to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomping, thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
All right, as we ramble our way through another side of Bob Dylan, hope you enjoyed the essay that I had read to some extent, basically getting some idea of why I consider this to be one of the most important, alternative albums to have ever been released in the past 40 or 50 years, because, not only is it a Dylan album, it's a great Dylan album. We heard two tracks there besides the one that I spoke over, which was called I Shall Be Free, number 10. To Ramona was the track after that, which was definitely one of the most selfless and deeply sympathetic songs that Dylan has ever written. Dylan's really not known for being somebody who shows an awful lot of compassion on a lot of his songs or empathy, but there's a tremendous amount of that on To Ramona. Very unique in the Dylan canon in that regard. The last track we just heard was Motor Psycho Nightmare. Obviously a very loose and humorous tune. And it's kind of funny if you think about it, because up until now I've played 7 tracks and 4 out of the 7 tend to have that sort of a feel to it. All I really want to do, Dylan's really just kind of, riffing his way through playfully through the lyrics.
Right.
Black Crow Blues was lighthearted. I Shall Be Free, number 10. Another very loose, almost like a word jam sort of a thing. And Motorcycle Nightmare, sort of like a bunch of a weird, absurdist, hipster humor that throws in farmer's jokes and things like that. Really odd. But from this point on, the album takes a very harsh turn toward the serious and toward stuff that is very, you know, I guess deeply personal. He already basically conveyed an awful lot, like the track Chimes of Freedom, apparently very much inspired by the writings of Arthur Rimbaud. And on this is the track here that I was talking about earlier, where you can feel if you listen to the words closely enough to the song, on to the words on the track My Back Pages, you might begin to hear Dylan sort of chiding his audience, saying, please stop trying to make me into something that I don't want to be. Dylan knew that you have to change to survive in the music business. If you stay the same, you will become obsolete. And nobody really lasted more than a year or two. You know, it still happens today. Mm-hmm. So the best way to give yourself a chance to survive is to figure out a way to change and still retain your relevance. I think it's exactly what this song is about. So read between the lines on this song and see what you come up with. Here is My Back Pages.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, rolling high and mighty traps, pounced with fire on flaming roads, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, proud neath heated brow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Half-wracked prejudice leaped forth, ripped down all hate, I screamed. Lies that life is black and white spoke for my skull, I dreamed. Romantic facts of musketeers foundationed deep somehow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Girls' faces form the forward path from phony jealousy to memorizing politics of ancient history. Flung down by corpse evangelists, unthought of though somehow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. A self-ordained professor's tongue, too serious to fool, spouted out that liberty is just equality in school. Equality, I spoke the word as if a wedding vow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. In a soldier's stance, I aimed my hand at the mongrel dogs who teach, fearing not I'd become my enemy in the instant that I preach. My existence led by confusion boats, mutiny from stern to bow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Yes, my guard stood hard when abstract threats, too noble to neglect, deceived me into thinking I had something to protect. Good and bad, I define these terms quite clear, no doubt somehow. but I was so much older then. I'm younger than that now. I can't understand. She let go of my hand and left me here facing the wall. I'd sure like to know why she'd go, but I can't get close to her at all. Though we kissed through the wild blazing that time, she said she would never forget. But now morning is clear, it's like I ain't here. She acts like we never met. It's all new to me, like some mystery. It could even be like a myth. But it's hard to think on that she's the same one that last night I was with. From darkness dreams I deserted. Am I still dreaming yet? I wish she'd unlock her voice once and talk, stood acting like we never met. If she ain't feeling well, then why don't she tell, instead of turning her back to my face? Without any doubt, she seems too far out for me to return to or chase. There was skirted suede as the guitar played. Her mouth was watery and wet. But now something has changed. Pussy ain't the same. She just acts like we never have met. If I didn't have to guess, I'd gladly confess to anything I might have tried. If I was with her too long, or I've done something wrong, I'd wish she'd tell me what it is, I'll run and hide. Though the night ran swirling and whirling, I remember her whispering, yet. But evidently she don't, evidently she won't. She just acts like we never have met. I'm leaving today, I'll be on my way. Of this I can't say very much. But if you want me to, I can be just like you and pretend that we never have touched. And if anybody asks me, is it easy to forget? I say it's easily done, you just pick anyone and pretend that you never have met.
So as the album draws to a close, the songs begin to become extraordinarily personal. A little bit, you know, maybe... Like there, in that sense, it sounds like he's like, he's, it's a really straightforward song, but it's a remarkable song about some specific relationship with a member of the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. You know, like Ramona was like that as well, to Ramona earlier. in this song. So you can, there's something about whatever is happening in Bob's life, which is not any of the listener's business in any specific sense. But it is interesting to hear it in terms of like how he would interpret it, because we don't know necessarily who this girl is that is suddenly acting like they had never met. But it certainly does. He paints an amazingly brilliant picture of the circumstances and what was going down. And the fact remains, I mean, you have to discuss some personal politics in a sense, because at this point in time, Dylan's personal life was undergoing a huge number of changes. He was openly dating Susie Rotolo. In fact, she appeared on the cover of his second album.
Right.
Walking down the street with him.
Yes.
And she was his muse for a lot of the songwriting. When she had gone to Europe, he had written Boots of Spanish Leather about her because he hadn't heard from her in a while. And he thought that perhaps she was like not as anxious to come home as he was growing, you know, developing anxiety about not seeing her. So he wrote that basically saying, you know what, you know, I don't need anything. I just want you to come home. And by the time the song wraps up, he's saying, you know what, yeah, bring me some boots. You know, it was a really clever way for him to basically talk about how he felt that that relationship was beginning to unravel. And while that was happening privately, he also began a not so well hidden affair with folk singer Joan Baez.
Right.
Relationship, whatever you want to call it, romance, whatever. And basically, Susie Rotolo had enough of that. She basically, it was fairly obvious. And she eventually did confront Bob about it. And there was a specific incident where she was staying with her sister, Carla, in New York City when Dylan had come back to New York City. And Dylan went to Carla's apartment and immediately got into an argument with Susie. And Carla, since it's her apartment, you know, she's living there. She was there when this was going down, intervened. She basically got in between the two of them. And Dylan began screaming at Carla saying, I'm not talking, you know, whatever. I don't really know. I wasn't there. But the story goes that Carla ordered Dylan to leave, but he refused. She says that she pushed him. He then pushed her back. Pretty soon, it was practically turning into a fight, and people were called, and Dylan had to be forcibly taken away, and that was pretty much the end of Dylan's relationship with Susie Rotolo, a really, you know, horrible end to something that, you know, really was, you know, something that meant a lot to him. And he even said in an interview in 1966 about the situation in particular, he said, I got very, very strung out for a while. I mean, really very strung out. Well, there's a song on this album which tells that exact story. So it's not really like I'm telling tales out of school, because Dylan confronts it head on this track, simply entitled Ballad in Plain D.
Once loved a girl, her skin it was bronze. With the innocence of a lamb, she was gentle like a fawn. I courted her proudly, but now she is gone. Gone as the season she's taken. In a young summer's youth, I stole her away from her mother and sister, though close did they stay. Each one of them suffering from the failures of that day. With strings of guilt, they tried hard to guide us. Of the two sisters, I loved the young. With sensitive instincts, she was the creative one. Their constant scapegoat, she was easily undone. By the jealousy of others around her. For her parasite sister, I had no respect. bound by her boredom, her pride to protect. Countless visions of the other she'd reflect as a crutch for her scenes and her society. Myself, for what I did, I cannot be excused. The changes I was going through can't even be used for the lies that I told her in hope not to lose the could-be dream lover of my lifetime. With unseen consciousness I possessed in my grip, a magnificent metal piece, though its heart being chipped. Noticing not that I'd already slipped to the sin of love's false security. From silhouetted anger to manufactured peace, answers of emptiness, voice vacancies, till the tombstones of damage read no questions but please. What's wrong? What's exactly the matter? And so it did happen, like it could have been foreseen, the timeless explosion of fantasy's dream. At the peak of the night, the king and the queen tumbled all down into pieces. The tragic figure her sister did shout, leave her alone, goddamn you, get out. And I in my armor turning about and nailing her in the ruins of her pettiness. Beneath a bare light bulb, the plaster did pound. Her sister and I in a screaming battleground. And she in between, the victim of sound. Soon shattered as a child to the shadows. All is gone, all is gone, admit it, take flight. I gagged in contradiction, tears blinding my sight. My mind, it was mangled, I ran into the night, leaving all of love's ashes behind me. The wind knocks my window, the room it is wet. The words to say I'm sorry I haven't found yet. I think of her often and hope whoever she's met will be fully aware of how precious she is. Friends from the prison, they ask unto me, how good does it feel to be free? And I answer them most mysteriously, are birds free from the chains of the skyway?
Very heavy when you put it into the personal context of what it is. You could hear that song 20 times if you don't know what it's about, and it might not affect you, but when you do know that it's that personal, it kind of, it's almost uncomfortable. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this show, part three in my work in progress, which is pretty much a musical analysis entitled The Alternative Top 40, where I'm going to be looking at 500 albums that never made the Billboard Top 40 that are now among some of the most influential albums of all time, at least ones that I think so. This happens to fall into that category as it stalled at number 43. One song left. We'll play it now as we end our show. This is we'll leave you off with Dylan's Kiss Off. Great way to end an album with a kiss off, I think. Either to an ex-lover, could have been to Susie. It's also possible that it's to his fair-weather friends, who are not too happy about he knew full well would not be too happy about his change in style. Regardless, it's called It Ain't Me, Babe. Take care, everybody. We hope to see you Friday and next week as well. Enjoy.
Go away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go melt back in the night. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway, I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who'll pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. No.